few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. A couple months ago, I wrote on my blog about my experience with the Web3 app known as Stepin, which pioneered the move to earn concept. Now, this is a concept where you could acquire these virtual sneakers, go out and run or walk, and you get paid for it, which of course I thought was pretty amazing because I run every day and most of the time I don't get paid for it. I just do it, you know, for my health, I guess, or I don't know, because I'm compulsive. So the idea that I could actually go and do my daily run and earn real money, or at least, you know, earn a token, which I could convert to real money, was pretty appealing, right? They weren't a sponsor or anything. I just jumped in. I invested myself. Of course, nothing is truly free because, as I said, that investment word, you know, to earn money in the form of tokens, you first have to invest in several pairs of those virtual sneakers. So I wrote about this in my blog, detailed review there. And a listener is wondering what the latest news is with Stepin, like how's that working out, as well as Move to Earn in general, because there are several other apps and platforms that have launched in this space or are launching soon. So it's time for an update. How does Move to Earn work? Is this really real? Is this real? Is it really real? Detailed answer is coming right up.
Hey, Chris, this is Bradley, and I've been following your projects for a while. I read your blog post about Stepin and how you were earning $200 a day from running. Is that still happening? I don't run, but I could walk a lot if someone paid me $200 a day for it. What is this Move to Earn concept all about, and can it still be sustainable for people entering now? Looking forward to what you have to say about this.
All right, let's talk about Stepin. Like I said at the top, this might sound like an ad, but it's really not. I have no affiliation other than wanting to jump into this myself. You know, I do some side hustles of my own. It has been, in fact, an interesting journey. You know, at the height of the Stepin craze, I was earning more than $500 a day from it. That's after, you know, making an investment. I think it was about $12,000 in these virtual sneakers that I bought. I wrote a whole blog post about this. So go to chrisgillibo.com if you want to read the history. But unfortunately, that peak was kind of short-lived. It was, in fact, the peak. The price of both Stepin tokens, GST and GMT, they both crashed more than 90% since then, along with so much of crypto, of course. So the good news is, like, well, I am still earning some money from it. I think it's like $30 a day. So that's better than $0 a day. Got to pay off that investment, though, of course. And the good news is that there are other apps and platforms entering the market. And I do think, more broadly speaking, Move to Earn, which is kind of like play to earn, like playing games, but earning money from it. Talked about that a bit here. Move to Earn is going for a walk or a run, or you know, eventually some other kinds of exercise. I do think it'll be even more of a thing in the future, for sure. Sometimes the first iteration of something isn't the best one. I'm still earning, but probably not retirement money, at least for me. Maybe one good thing is, you know, once there's a big crash of something, then it creates a lower entry price. So you can try it for yourself without investing the, you know, more than $10,000. Just, you know, the disclaimer, never spend money on something like this that you can't afford to lose, right? Very important. Just keep it in mind. And listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what you're curious about, maybe what you've learned as well. I love to just share experiences with our global community, all kinds of awesome people out there around the world trying to make extra money without quitting their job and by using the skills they already have. And maybe through something wild and crazy like earning $200 a day or $500 a day or $30 a day by running. All right, that's it for today, but I got a new episode coming out tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School. Thank you.
from the Onward Project.